I'd like to get 10 Southern style chicken biscuits, 10 egg McMuffins, 2 orders of oatmeal and fruit, and 1 large coffee, please.
Hey. How are you today? My name is
Tanisha. Tanisha, nice to see you. Thanks. All right. All right. We're going to have a breakfast this morning. Well, we've had a fast start. Really like the way that our team has played in the first 3 ball games, especially in the first drives. We've been able to score a touchdown offensively every time that we've possessed the ball in the first drive of the game. So they've done a very nice job. And defensively, we've been able to get a couple of 3 and outs in 2 of the 3 games. And usually when you do that, you're going to have a pretty good opportunity to give a very good first impression, and I think first impressions are really important. The first quarter has been a little bit unique this year because we've had to play the AFC West in 3 of our games, and you know, we get an opportunity now to start in the division, and division games are very important. Well, it's not really a whole lot of adversity. It's just a really difficult schedule, and you have to have a very good mindset in your preparation. And I thought our guys did a really good job. The first thing that you're dealing with is a big emotional game on Monday night against the Denver Broncos. And after having a late night, you've got to get up the next day and start your game planning and actually practice less than 48 hours after you've played the game. And that's something that you don't do very often in the NFL. Normally you're coming in and coming in on Wednesday after a Sunday game, and you've had almost 72 hours for your body to really recover before you go out on the field. So that's the first thing. And then the second is the change of schedule. You've got to change it up. You can't have the volume that you normally have in regards to the number of snaps that you play in your preparation. And I thought our guys did a really nice job, the coaches, and cutting down. We cut down the number of snaps and the amount of time we were going to spend out on the field. And then it creates a whole different issue when you go out to the West Coast. We try to go out a day early, get our guys in late body clockwise into San Diego, let them get some dinner, and then get in bed. And then Saturday is a day in which we had a walkthrough, and we did something different this year. I think the fans might be interested to know we actually did our walkthrough at Petco, the baseball stadium in downtown San Diego. And I'll tell you, it was really interesting to watch the guys on the baseball field. They wanted to take batting practice. You know, we thought we had some Chipper Jones got, you know, type players on our team. It was fun to watch the guys. They got some baseballs and tried to hit them out of the park over the fence. Albeit they were standing, you know, in the outfield, they wanted to get that feel and sensation of the ball being hit over the fence. But we took them over to Petco Field, got our walkthrough done, and after the walkthrough, it really got into a normal routine. And the way that we approached the game on Sunday is it was a 12 or a 1 o'clock kickoff on the West Coast, and that in turn meant it was, preparation-wise, we were going to prepare like it was a 4 o'clock game. So our sequencing on Sunday was like we were going to a 4 o'clock game. So we had a breakfast, a pregame meal before we played our game. The guys handled it extremely well. It was very, very warm conditions. They did a great job in hydrating throughout the game, and we probably played our most efficient game of the season so far. We made a lot of mistakes. We got some things to correct, but I thought we did a really nice job. Well, I think it's important that everybody realizes that it's a long season, and you've got to get the right amount of rest. Not only physically you have to be fresh, but you have to be fresh mentally. In terms of our game planning, I think you have to change your game plan. If there's some carryover plays that maybe you didn't run against Denver, you've got to have them up in your game plan, because you're not going to spend as much time out on the field in your preparation. And that's something that you've got to have a real good understanding of as a coaching staff, is making sure that your guys are both physically and mentally rested, because we only get 16 opportunities, and those 16 opportunities are very important, because you want to be a relevant team at the end of the season, and you don't want to leave it out on the practice field, so to say. Well, the intensity level will be much higher. We really put a lot more weight on a division game, because first and foremost, your number one goal is to win your division, because that's the easiest and the cleanest way to be into the second season. And we put about 1.5 game value on a division game. You play the teams twice. You're very familiar with one another. Here in our division, it's very competitive. Familiar with one another in terms of the coaching staffs and the players. You get to play a home and home series, and it creates an extra incentive to go out and play well. Our guys have done a nice job in the division games. Our coaching staff will have the guys ready to go. This week, there's a really different challenge in terms of the type of offense that we're facing. We're facing an offense that's not as traditional as most teams in the NFL. And what we have to do is we have to make sure that we can have a plan to contain the quarterback, because the quarterback will be a runner in this ball game. Most quarterbacks distribute the ball and hand it off to a running back, and the running back's the runner. This is a little bit different. The quarterback is going to be a guy that we're going to have to account for in the run game. Defensively, they got some really good edge rushers, and we've got to make sure that we neutralize them. We've done a great job in the first three games keeping the quarterback clean and on his feet. And if we can do that, we will really like the opportunities that will be presented to us. Very little. Most coaches are, and I'm not superstitious, but I don't want to tempt fate. So we kind of keep the same routine when possible. And oftentimes my day starts at least once or a week all through the year, where I try to get by and get a cup of coffee and get some biscuits from McDonald's. And it's kind of something that we've done since we've gotten here, something that actually I did as an assistant coach. The drive-thrus is an easy way to get your breakfast, and it's a change up from eating at the facility. So really hasn't changed. I feel as a head coach, you're a little bit more comfortable in putting a plan together each and every week, but there's many parts to a year as an NFL head coach, and there is no off season. I just call it the non-game playing season, and right now we're in the most important part, where we get our 16 opportunities to go out and compete and see where we are in regards to the rest of the NFL. And it's so competitive. The difference between the number one team and the number 32 team is just a small amount, so we got to go out and we got to play our best football each and every week.